Welcome back to Slusher Review. This is Keith.
And this is Chris.
And today we are talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Electric Boogaloo. Secret of the Oozaloo.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that? Secret of the Ooze. One of the great Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Vanilla Bean Ice is in it. That's all you need to know, honestly. Toka, Reza.
Vanilla Ice is the star of this movie.
Super Shredder.
Yes.
Very, very, very small cameo for Super Shredder.
Yeah.
Could have used more. But, I mean, he would have dominated, to be fair.
Get some of that jackknife powerbomb. Would have went over.
Man.
Would have blown his quad out or something, though.
Well, sure. But he would have got out of that wheelchair with a fake cast. That would have happened. That would have definitely happened. Or he would have got pinned by, you know, the finger of death.
The finger poke of doom. Yeah. You know.
Good times. I mean, I guess in this movie, I mean, he probably killed, what, 150 people?
Who?
Super Shredder.
150 people?
Yeah. The building came down, right?
Did it? I just assumed that only the dock came down. I mean, that building came down.
That's not how buildings work, though.
That building came down, then Kino's dead. That's Vanilla Ice is dead.
Well, Kino wasn't in the third one.
No, he wasn't.
Vanilla Ice wasn't in the third one.
No, he wasn't.
They were like, well, they all died. Let's go back in time. You didn't use your greatest power.
Greatest power they used in this movie was a fucking pumped up speaker and a keytar.
Pump up the jam. Listen.
Pump it up.
Because that's not how, if you're underneath the structure and that building came down.
I mean, if it did, then everybody in that building was dead.
How could it not?
If that's the way it goes. I mean, they blew him out the window, and he, like, went quite a ways. And then they were under the dock. I don't know. I don't know if they just pulled the dock down on himself, but that whole fucking building was...
Think about it.
...somewhere around there.
Think about it. Because if they're on the... Like, if the building... Let's say the building was on the sea.
Yeah.
On the ocean. And underneath the ocean, underneath the building is the dock. If you break down the dock to the point that it kills you, you had to have brought down the building.
That's fair.
I'm just throwing it out there. They're like soft reboot.
That's entirely fair.
Kill everybody in New York City. Take us back in time.
Because guess who does not? No one from that building shows up again in these movies. In this.
Fair.
Because they're not in the third one. And then that TMNT movie is technically like in the shared universe, like in the next. It's like technically continues from the third one.
The only person who halfway got out was April. Her hair just got caught in it.
She wasn't even there.
I know, but her hair got caught in it.
For the next one.
Big haircut. So, anyway.
She made it.
We're doing slushies today. What was this again?
Fruit Punch.
Oh, Fruit Punch.
Baby.
I just been drinking it. I didn't look at the ingredients. I just
sugar, water, red. It's the ingredients. It's delicious.
Sugar, water, red. delicious. Either way, let's get into some turtles.
Yes.
And a half shell. Turtle power. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. We definitely appreciate it. Make sure you follow us at Slusher Review on Twitter at Slusher Review. You can also check us out on YouTube. Just search Slusher Review. We pop up. We're the first result. And then check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, coming soon, Instagram. Follow us on IG.
The Gram.
at Slushy Review Podcast. Yes. We just started it. Need some followers. Need some likes. All right. Welcome back. Slushy Review. We're going to get into the cast with young me. Thank you, me. No problem.
Ooh.
You like that? I hated it. I'm just joking. I loved it.
Hate the twirl.
I'm going to do the twirl. Okay. The cast of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Oozaloo, Boogaloo. We have Paige Turco. She played April O'Neil. She was not in the original.
Nope.
They got a new one.
Yep.
And the story is, the first one, I didn't like her. I was like, get her out of here. Get out of here.
The story of this actress is, I don't like her.
Get out of here. She was terrible, April O'Neil. Honestly, they both were kind of terrible.
Thanks, Bird. Honestly, between the two, I think I like the first one a little more.
I don't know which one I liked. They both were kind of meh.
I mean, neither of them are the star of these movies. I'm here to see the Turtles.
Fair. But April could have gave me something.
Speaking of, not to derail you immediately.
I already know what you're talking about because yes. I saw your comment.
Yeah.
Did you ever get an answer?
No. Those tweets were deleted. The ones that I was responding to were deleted.
Oh.
Yeah. Because racism isn't a good look.
Never
has been.
They don't care.
Never will be.
For those that don't know, the new Seth Rogen inspired, written and directed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, animated movie, April O'Neil. It's not even first time, apparently, because nope. I didn't know this.
Second time, at least.
Is going to be a black woman. Apparently, she was originally a black woman. Apparently, that's what someone said.
In the old comics, like, she had a perm, and she was designed after one of the creator's wives?
Yeah, something like that. Like, somebody said, because somebody I've read, I don't know if it was in that same thread or a different thread, someone's like, you know that she was originally a black woman. I was just like... Of course she was. And that got whitewashed because no one cares. Like, come on. I was like, Black Panther came out in the 60s. And in response to that, they were like, people were like, we need a White Panther. So they made it for a couple issues. And people were like, this is dumb.
Well.
And so, like, that literally happened. So, you know.
Yeah. I didn't know if being the shit show that Twitter is currently, if you would have even seen me try to fight with people.
Right. And I love it. Listen, I love the energy. I've been seeing your tweets to young E. Muskie.
Boo.
And I've been trying to like all of them. I only like two, but I've seen them and I'm like, oh, I always forget.
No one can seem to define what woke is.
Hilarious that clip too.
Because that's just what I want to know. And it's like, oh,
that's what everybody. Like,
just tell me what it means.
Just say it. Just tell me.
What do you think that it means, sir?
Just say it,
Mr. Billionaire.
Just say it. Just say it.
Yeah. You're wrong, and you're stupid.
You saw the clip of the woman who did it.
Yes, my God. It's like, well, it's.
She's like, we.
Should it was like 45 seconds of
nothing.
You can't. She had nothing to say.
She should have just been like, fuck you. Yeah. That would have been better.
She'd be like, my house is going through a tunnel, and then like unplugged her internet cord or something. That would have been less embarrassing.
My house is going through a tunnel.
Yeah, and you just like unplug it.
Here. Yeah, you're actually doing it.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And then you'll be saved. What?
All you have to do is. And you'll be saved.
Please don't call again.
Don't call again. Jim, you're cutting out. Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it, Chris. That's good. Oh, shit. I think you'll be saved. Okay, I quit. I gotta watch The Office again. God damn. That was good. Fucking house is going through a tunnel. Cracks me up, bro.
I gotta go.
After that, she was like, does anybody have any orange slices? Listen, she even said, she was like, we have a whole chapter defining it.
Who's we?
Is the chapter in the room with us right now? And she was like, you know, it's so hard to... This is how petty the reporter was. She was like, it's so hard to define it in a 15-second clip. She was like, take your time. I was like, when I heard that, I was like, this is about to be awkward.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was like, yes. I was like, listen, if there's one thing black people will do, we will sit in some awkwardness, boy. Go ahead, because I'm going to let you, listen, as toxic as our parents were, I'm going to let you make yourself look stupid. All right, that's one good thing our parents did. All right, listen, go ahead. One thing I learned from the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, to hark back on that, somebody... Kev on stage, sister-in-law, said this. Wherever you build the tent, that's where I'm going to start the circus. And listen, I live by that motto to this day. And I love that. No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Please do.
I'll wait. Wait for it.
Anyway, yes. By the way, I did see your comment. What makes you think April O'Neil's ugly or something?
Define that.
Yeah,
and I was like, she's ugly. Like, define ugly.
Right.
Black.
That's
too black.
It was either black or fat.
Because that particular person was like, oh, this is a better design, and it was like a lighter skin tone. Mm-hmm. She looked much younger, and she was like she looked like a small child with like plushy Ninja Turtles, and they're like, this is a much cuter design, and everyone's like, oh yeah, much better. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
You know why.
And my wife, Megan, was the one that tagged me in it. I was like, let me know what's going on. And she's like, I'm fighting with people on Twitter. I was like, about what? And she's like, Ninja Turtles. And I was like, you know I want to be involved in this.
Yeah.
Tag me in this fucking shit. So she did. And I got on there, and she was like, oh, so what you want is, like, a child? You want these characters to be less ugly and more attractive to you? You want them to look like children?
It's crazy.
What does that say? What's that say about you?
It says...
Creeps.
People are...
They're just blatantly coming out with it. They're not saying it, but they're saying it.
No, they're saying it to me.
Like, they're saying it...
Not to me.
Yeah. Like, the subtext is screaming it. But they're not saying it themselves. They're telling on themselves. Yes.
They were disgusting.
Yes.
I'd be like, ugh.
Blech. Yeah.
And people be giving the excuses to the wrong people. I'd be like, ugh.
They're just like, I just don't like the design. What part of the design don't you like? I just don't like it. You got to give me more.
The brown.
You got to give me some details. There you go.
I don't have a problem with her skin, just the brown parts.
Just the color of it is the problem.
It was the whole issue.
I want her to have skin.
Different.
Yeah.
Hue.
Stupid.
Hue did it.
Fuck you.
All right. April O'Neil.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to get
you
right off the jump.
Listen, you know me. Anytime.
Anywhere.
Any place.
For any reason.
Who?
Ever.
For any.
For any reason.
Never.
excuse me.
Next up. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We have David Warner as Professor Jordan Perry. Rest in peace to the god. He passed away last year. We have Michelon Sisti playing Michelangelo / Soho Man. We have Leif Tilden coming back as Donatello. We have Ken Scott playing Raphael. Mark Castle playing Leonardo.
I think he was the dude who answered the phone because it said slash newsroom staff.
Oh, okay.
I think he's the dude that was on the phone. Like, he sounds pretty insistent. Says his name's Donnie. I think that was him.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Means nothing, but I think that was him.
Shout out to Mark. We got Kevin Clash. He was the puppeteer for Splinter, the Rat. Ernie Reyes Jr., Young Kino.
Yes.
That's my guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Francois Chow as Shredder. Little Chainesia. What?
What? Chainesia.
Yeah.
My name's Kevin. Changnesia.
Tatsu's back. He's speaking a little English this time. Tashishiro Abata. Raymond Serra as Chief Stearns. Mark Ginther as Raza. Kurt Bryan as Toka. Kevin Nash as Super Shredder.
There he is.
NWO. Did you see that it's been a year since RIP to the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my guy. RIP to the bad guy.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Hey, yo, Chico.
This is my guy. I assume he probably wasn't. He was probably just white, huh?
I don't know.
Like, he wasn't Mexican.
I don't know.
His name was Scott Hall. I'm assuming he wasn't.
It's entirely possible.
To be fair. Other than that, there was also Vanilla Ice.
I'll say, you know, there's at least one.
Uncle yeah. Vinny.
Uncle Vanny.
Robbie Riss, TM, Michelangelo, he did his voice. Brian Tochi. Leonardo. What's the name? Didn't do the voice in this one.
Nope. Then the next one is.
Yeah.
I believe.
Frank Welker did Raza and Toka. Okay. Yeah. So now I know the face. Yeah. He was in all the Transformers movies. Yeah. A lot of foot soldiering. Oh, Michael Jai White was in this. Nice.
Was he?
Well, that's what it says. I credit it as audience, man.
Was he the guy that Donatello took his tie and he was like dancing with the girl and he's like, I love this place?
I have no idea.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, good for him. But I mean, this was 92. This was before Spawn. This was real early in his career. So good for him. He's probably getting a start. He probably did some background work. Probably did some background like Kung Fu stuff, you know what I mean? I don't know if they did Kung Fu, Karate, whatever, but
I like that.
Because you know he's you know, he's a belt. I don't know which one.
Nice.
One of the April O'Neil colors of the belt. The
yellow. That's what you're going for there.
Or black.
Or white or black.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
black belt, that's the highest belt.
Is it black the highest?
I think, yeah.
I heard there's a higher belt than black.
Is it?
Right, that's what I was told. Jim said it.
What is it?
I don't know. Jim said it, though.
The blackness of my belt is like the inside of a coffin on a moonless night. It's pretty black, man.
Nice. So black, see into my soul. that was a cast of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, DOS. Let's go with Chris with a... plot.
Oh shit! Yeah, I gotta do that. Yeah, I was like, let's do some likes.
Let's do some likes.
All right. So the plot of this one: the city is saved from the last one. The Foot Clan is gone. The boys are just living in April's apartment, being bums, eating pizza, fighting people in mini malls.
And the only clean one.
When the mood to strike them, Master Splinter's the only clean one.
The rat.
They're living in her house, squatting in her house. They decide eventually, like, hey, we got to find a place to live. Before that happens, we discover the origin of the ooze that mutated them. They go to find out more about it, find out the Shredder's after it also. Hijinks ensue, arts are marshaled, and Vanilla Ice makes this smallest cameo you could ever imagine in a movie. Doesn't perform any music or anything. Like, blink and you'll miss it, and you'll never know he was in there. But he's in there. You gotta look for him. And that's the movie.
Facts.
That's basically it.
Facts. At one point, I was like, are you serious? He was in it for a minute. But I was like, okay. I got it after a minute, but yeah. I was like, okay.
It's not even in it. It's not even in the movie.
Barely in
he
it.
He got a writing credit, and that's about it.
Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Brilliant.
Exclamation. Brilliant.
Yeah, I think I think Queen originally wrote a song similar to Go Ninja Go, and he just like tweaked it a little bit so that it was like just a tss, so you knew it wasn't the same.
Actually, to be fair, he wrote Go Ninja Go. NWA wrote a song similar. Hmm. A little different wording.
Yeah.
But he took it, changed it, made it his own.
What's the one I can't say?
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. Vanilla Ice, how can I make this mine? How about we... What's the one where we could just go, we're right in the earshot of her? The Lead the Weapon? Let's do it the Lead the Weapon way. Let's do it the Elvis way. Is that the Elvis way? Yeah, let's do it that way. All right.
That's the plot.
Let's do some likes.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, you go first.
Oh, you know, I've got one. It's the Ninja Turtles.
It's the Ninja Turtles.
That's my first one in all these. In all these movies, it's going to be my first one. I like them. I sit before you, a man wearing Ninja Turtle pants and a Ninja Turtle shirt, having just watched two Ninja Turtles movies, and we're making a podcast about it.
Come on. Money. Sounds like a good day.
Come on. Yes, honestly.
It's a good Thursday.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's Ninja Turtles. What's not to like?
Ninja Turtle Thursday.
Everyone did their... Everyone got to do stuff. Leonardo got to be a geek. Michelangelo got to be the dumb one. Raphael got to go off and get his ass kicked on his own.
Again.
And Donatello got to do some computer stuff.
He got to go sulk.
That was great.
Somewhere. Teenage angst.
Yeah, him and Kino got to have their terrible plan that eventually that like helped everybody, honestly. Kind of. Helped him get kidnapped. But
basically.
It helped them get the professor, I guess. But yeah, it's the Turtles. I like it. Come on.
It's fair. I agree. Turtles.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down, but I agree. Kino.
Next thing I wrote.
I wrote Kino first because I remember Kino being my favorite. Mm-hmm. He was funny in this movie. And let's talk about racism for a second.
Okay.
Again. I was probably racist as a child. I think I'm still racist now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm really racist. Sometimes I am. But in this movie, I remember watching this movie as a child, and even now, and watching Kino, and I was like, his mannerisms remind me of Bruce Lee. Hmm. It wasn't racism, but if you watch him, especially when he's fighting in the very beginning, when he meets the Foot Clan and they're robbing the store, mm-hmm. and if you ever watch any of Bruce Lee's movies, his little what, like he, every time he goes and kicks and jumps and dodges, like he does the same facial expressions, and I love Bruce Lee for that. Mm-hmm. And I was a very big Bruce Lee fan, and Jackie Chan does it too. So when Kino did it, I was like, this is my favorite. And I never seen him again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they don't bring him back, unfortunately. But yeah, I agree. Kino's well, just, great.
Just mean ever well, in anything.
Well, not like in starring roles, at least. I think he has mostly like background roles and stuff like that now.
Shit, I've never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I like Ernie Reyes Jr.
Yeah.
I think I follow him on Instagram. And he's definitely been in stuff, but just not a lot of stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, I was just looking at this whole thing. I was like, oh, okay, nice. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in stuff I've seen, but I just didn't know that was him. Yeah. You know, obviously I'm not going to go back and watch it, but yeah, good for him. But yeah, Kino, I like Kino. Kino was funny in this movie.
Yes.
For sure. And
he's the man on the outside.
And he can kick some ass, too.
Yeah, he beats the shit out of those, like, what, four dudes in the mall with a pantyhose on their heads? Like, he's like, "Help! Oh, you're gonna need it, kid, because I took my mask off in front of you, so now I'm gonna have to kill you." Basically. And yeah. He beats the shit out of like four of them, and then like 20 more dudes show up.
Did I not tell you I study martial arts? I was like, "Oh, I like
that." As they're on the ground unconscious, it's like, oh, I should imagine.
Did I not? Damn.
He beat up like three of those dudes in the fucking test at the Foot Clan hideout, like
yeah.
The martial arts test. He beat the shit out of like three dudes, clowned them.
Right.
And he did that fucking sweet like front flip onto the stage at the end and kicked that ooze out of Super Shredder's hand.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
Kino's awesome.
And they were like, "No, Kino." And I'm like, no, he didn't get
there. It was like, let him, no one's doing anything.
Yeah, why? Everybody's just watching him.
Why are you going
to
stop
him? Kino was like, no, we need to get this away from him.
She'd be like, "Get him, Rob," and then Vanilla Ice would jump in and do something. I don't know.
He's in just shimmy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He's on typewriter over there. Like, come on.
Yeah, Kino's great. I agree. I wrote a bunch of stuff down before the movie even started, so I could just watch it.
Please do.
So it's, some of it's out of order, but I'm going to try to go in order. New York City pizza is my next like. Mm. Everyone's eating these pizzas, and it looks so good. And it's just like plain cheese pizza. And yeah. It's like, it's still good, though.
So, I don't know how much you know about pizza in New York.
What's your, Keith, what's your favorite New York pizza joint?
I was when I need a New York slice, Sbarro.
Forget about it.
But me in New York?
Don't make me come down, man. Don't make me come down, man.
How's your mother?
Yeah, I like the pizza because obviously the turtles are all about it. Hey, thank you, Spider-Man.
$12.
Oh my god,
$12.
Coffee.
Spider-Man for free. Free for you. Free
for you.
You're on the small, yeah, big
man.
Big.
Yeah, small then big. Yeah.
$12.
$12.
That's my favorite part. Bring that man back, whoever he is. He's hilarious.
He should be the new Stanley
Kim. Same, he should be. But old white man, white hair.
Old white guy says.
Like, and listen, this is the one time I need white people to just be white. Just this. I need this white man to be white in this white role. That's it. This is the one time I'm like, do not substitute a black man for him. Do not substitute any other Asian, Mexican. I need a white man, white hair, old, kind of funny. That's it.
There you go.
I need somebody. He might slip up and say something he shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
But that's what I want. I want that.
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Keeps it interesting. Spice it up a little bit.
He thought it was 1920. It's 2020. It's okay.
Till it isn't.
I mean, what I'm going to do? Hit him.
He's charming.
I might.
Oh, he's adorable.
Gotta learn.
Yeah.
Somehow. You shouldn't hit kids.
So hit adults. Got it.
But elderly.
Only if they're really old.
They know better.
Who else knows better?
Right.
If you ask them, nobody.
I don't ask. I hit. Then ask. God. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Never.
That's how I got my son. I'm just. Oh. God.
I mean, the science checks out.
Right? Oh, shoot.
God.
My turn?
Yeah.
I just wrote best sequel. I had already just hands down just wrote best sequel.
There you go.
I think this is better than the first movie.
Okay.
I don't know why I like it so much, but I do. And I know I do. I know why I like it so much. I'm not even gonna lie to you. If you had to guess.
Nostalgia. Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Well,
it's literally just a song. I used to listen to that song all the time back in the day. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go was my favorite song. And just him dancing, just like that part. And then they were dancing to it while they were like dance fighting.
They were fighting while dancing. And then after they finished fighting, they did a little dance.
Yeah, they did a little dance together, whatever, whatever. Then they beat Super Shredder after that. And I was just like, this is great. Like that whole sequence. And for some reason, like in my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, this scene lasted like 30 minutes, of course. Like 2 minutes. 2 minutes, yeah, by the way.
It's like,
they said go ninja, short. Go ninja, go like twice.
Yeah.
In my head though, they said it like it was like on loop.
It was like half the movie.
Yeah, for real. When we got to it, I was like, oh perfect. Let me pay attention.
Vanilla Ice had a bandana. He was running alongside him fighting crime the whole way.
Same. I was like, okay, this is great. But I was like, yeah. From what I remember, Turtles came in. They shut down the thing. It said versus on the screen. I saw health meters. I was like, oh, this is great. They hit the boss. Motherfucking Vanilla Ice put on fucking Casey's mask. And then he had on a fucking claw. The gate came up behind him. Vanilla Ice starts climbing on the gate.
Why is he Vega?
He turned into fucking all of a sudden Vega? He has like a long braid. I was like, this is a great show.
Sounds like the best video game ever.
Listen.
Turtles versus Street Fighter, I'd play that.
Listen, I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. I was like, and then some coked up Austrian came out of nowhere and was like, go America. And I was like, this is great.
Y'all on that est.
This it was so high.
It was chilly in that tank. I got a sniffle.
It was so high.
God.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going off the rails. So is John Club.
Hey. He's going off some rails. At least a couple.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Mall fight. Mini mall fight. The very beginning, Kino, and then they come down the stairs behind him and beat the shit out of everybody.
Okay.
I took that as like a mini mall or something.
Oh,
like,
man.
I've never been to the Big Apple, so I don't know where their shopping centers are, but apparently this one's underground.
We never talked about the pizza. Okay, the pizza.
Oh.
I wanted to talk about the pizza.
Okay.
So you said you didn't know about the pizza.
Yeah.
I've never been to New York either.
Me neither.
But I do know
pizza looks delicious
that you can go and buy slices of pizza. Mm. Just go into a store and be like, hey, can I get a slice?
And they're supposed to be huge.
And they're huge, and they give you like a paper plate and just pizza and napkins.
It looks delicious.
And it's like greasy as shit. Like cheese pizza. It's like $3.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it's like super cheap, but super like, that's it. It's kind of annoying because we can't do that here.
Right.
But like we can, because there's certain spots that are like, oh, we just sell one piece.
Yeah, Vito's, I think you can go buy a slice.
For like $7.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
How can we get a Little Caesars cardboard and...
get a whole pizza for less than that.
No.
Depending on the time of day.
You can get a whole cardboard from Little Caesars.
It's like a hot circle of garbage.
It's hot and ready. They don't tell you what's ready, but it's hot and ready.
Yeah. Little Caesars isn't that bad. It's as bad as I like to say it.
It's not terrible.
It's still pizza.
They got the sauces are delicious.
It's still pizza. The crazy bread?
Come on. You give me a sauce?
Crazy bread's delicious.
The cheese bread is good. The other bread is just flour.
But like the stuff they put on it? Yummy.
On what?
The bread.
What do they put on?
The crazy bread, like the garlicky parmesan, like crumbly stuff on top. Very good to me. I'd rather have a piece of crazy bread than an Olive Garden breadstick any day of the week.
I don't eat those anyway.
So. Fair. Fair.
That's fine.
And the reason I would like a crazy bread over an Olive Garden breadstick is because I also didn't really eat those.
Yeah. I only ate them when, like, I would. Let me tell you something, Chris. I'm 36, I think. I will never. If I had a choice. And I do. right to choose. My body, my choice. And I agree with that. I'll never step foot in another Olive Garden again.
Good for you.
Ever.
Good for you.
I didn't before. Before I worked there, I went to an Olive Garden once.
The same. I really cannot remember going.
I can tell you for a fact.
To an Olive Garden to eat before I worked there.
And it was like.
It wasn't that one. If I went to one, it wasn't that one.
It was that one for me.
Oh, really?
And it was like maybe a year before I started working there. And I went with some friends.
And you're like, man, this place fucking sucks.
It really what I said. I was like.
I could do pretty well here.
I know. I was like, this is where dreams come to die. And that's when I showed up. I was like,
your dream is to work or manage, work at or manage an Olive Garden. Or eat at an Olive Garden.
I did that. I didn't manage it, but I managed to kill my own dreams there. At least it wasn't myself.
Yes.
Almost. Anyway.
More time. It's more time for more dreams then.
Squandered. Anywho. Now I'm sad.
Oh.
Turtles.
Yes.
Happy game.
I'm sad. Oh. No, the mall fight. I thought it was great. It's just like. It's like the antique store fight in the first one for me.
Okay.
It's just them like using the shit around them. Like Donatello got on like little like the fucking springboard clown thing, and was like gave that dude the old like, hey, you got something on your shirt, and then like chased after him like he was a monster. Michelangelo beat a man up behind a deli counter, and then chased two guys out with some salamis that were like nunchucks. Leonardo continued to not use his swords on anybody and stuck him in the ceiling, jumped up, a dude hit a guy behind him and he fucking kicked him in the mush sea. And then Michelangelo, another thing, had the fucking yo-yo. Hilarious.
Good.
Anytime someone gets their ass beat by someone with a yo-yo, I think it's great.
It's always a good time.
It's always great because like four dudes around him is like, oh, look at this.
Walk the dog. Walk
pretty good, huh? Around the world, like knocks them all out. And because obviously in any movie, if you get knocked down, you're probably dead.
No,
if you're a goon,
concuss.
Like if you're a goon in a movie, like you're basically dead because you're not getting back up.
You might get back up, but you're gonna be woozy.
You're gonna get beat
at best. Yeah. You're not gonna win.
Those four dudes were instantly defeated by a small piece of plastic swinging around and clunking them in the head. Mm. And honestly, I probably would be too. Mm. If I get hit, Lam was like, all right, that's enough.
I've hit myself with a yo-yo before.
I would just stay down.
I went around the flat earth before, and it hit me in the face. Heard it.
Even if I'm not defeated, like I'm just like, okay, I don't need this. I'm too old for this shit.
I'm like Iron Man.
I'm 30 or 40 years old, and I do not need this.
I'm like the dude in Iron Man 3. He's like, hey, whoa, I don't even like these guys. They don't pay that well. I don't even care.
Yeah,
that's me.
I'm not getting a cut. Come on.
Cut's not big enough.
Kick their ass. Kick them. Get them, boys. I'm on your side. Yeah, mall fight. Love it. Gets me every time.
Fair.
Stuff Kino in a fucking trash can so he can't see them.
Right.
It doesn't work at all. Raphael puts a fucking bag over him and then stuffs him in a trash can and he immediately gets out. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
It actually helped him see better.
He gave him contacts and put. Fucking stood him up on a chair and he could see everybody really good. But that's my next one.
I felt like in this one they had better turtle suits and Splinter looked better.
Splinter looked great.
Yeah.
I agree. The suits and the animatronics in this one looked really good.
Agreed.
Everyone's faces, especially the turtles' faces, were like much more expressive.
Yeah,
there's a lot of side eyes. There was a lot of like people's eyebrows going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more expression in this one.
I agree.
I thought it was good. And Master Splinter didn't look like a wet paper bag.
He didn't look like a wet rat.
Yeah, he didn't look like a drowned rat. He looked like a thriving rat. Like
he didn't look like a rat in a sewer, which he was, but he didn't look like it.
To be fair, he didn't catch a beating in this one either.
Yeah, he also wasn't chained up to a gate. Yeah,
he took a beating and was chained to a wall in the last one.
In Shredder's BDSM fucking dungeon.
Yeah. With Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. Yes. That was my like.
Okay. My next one. going fairly chronological order, the laboratory fight, or like the science building fight, the TGRI fight. I like that one too.
Mm-hmm,
it's just fun because Donatello does his computer stuff, and then like, Foot Clan, and then everyone suddenly has something to do. And in, I noticed in this a long time ago when I watched this movie, Donatello usually takes out the first person in each fight in this movie.
Hmm.
In like the big like group fights, and in this one he was just lighting people up. In this lab fight, he was fucking people up. Everyone was fucking everybody up, to be fair.
Hmm.
But then, this is like kind of lead into my next to one of my other likes. The you're gonna tell me any of these people passed that bell test where they had to like strip the mannequin of the bells in complete silence?
You're talking about the Foot Clan.
Tell me any of these fucking Foot Clan people, especially that big motherfucker that caught the ooze canister and was like, whoa.
I'm taking
like his fucking E Honda stance with it.
At max two.
Three, right. And, four, and they're showing up at these fights with like 30 people at a time.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing after they're getting beat up, they're not still in the gang. I don't know. Maybe they are. But like, they got all these people that. All these people pass this test? No way.
Three or four at max.
Yeah. But the lab fight, I love it. They do the huddle. Like, you go in the middle, you two get the sides. Get it? Got it? Good. Well, I don't get it. Because he's the dumb one, and I love it. And he does, like, all the fucking backflips and handsprings, and the big fat dude's, like, playing keep away with him, and his head butts him in the guts. And Donatello surfs on an office chair and eats shit. And then the Foot Clan gets the ooze back, and he means, like, ah, fuck it, we're out. We fucked with you enough. We're done. I like it. I don't know why I like it so much, but I do.
It's a good fight.
They have more... I don't know. The first one, I love it. It's my favorite one. But this one, they have more fun.
Yes.
Like, the turtles themselves seem to be having more fun when they're fighting. Because they're just, like, doing goofy shit.
Agreed. Well, because they didn't have to fight Ralph in this one. They had to go look for him and shit.
Yeah.
When he left, they were like, man, he's out. The first one, they were like, where's Ralph? Oh my god, we can't find. He was up on the fucking roof.
Oh no, he left to go be angry. And April's like, let me show you around the store. Should we get Ralph? Nah.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
They're like, too. Nah, we're good without him. He does this all the time. And then he gets his ass beat and they throw him through the fucking skylight.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
In this one, he like storms off to go do him and Kino's terrible plan. And immediately after he leaves, like, we're never going to find a place to live down here. They immediately literally fall into one.
Yeah.
As soon as he like turns the corner.
That's fair.
Like, if he had stayed for like 30 seconds, he would have... Whatever. But doesn't matter. Lab fight was my like. And the bell test. I enjoyed the bell test because none of these people would have fucking passed it.
Fake backflips.
Yes.
Ten seven.
Flips. Ten flips. Go.
Eight. Nine. Oh. One?
Yeah.
One.
Yes.
I forgot that was happening, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's my favorite part. I was like, this is so good. I forgot about this movie.
Ten flips. Go.
Yeah.
So good.
What was my like?
Let's see. Lab fight bells. It's quiet. A little too quiet.
Same.
Oh, that was easy. Yeah, a little too easy. Hey, it's Raph. Yeah, a little too Raph. Would you knock it off?
It was funny because...
As soon as it started, you were like, they're going to use this gag like three more times.
Yes. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, I know what's coming because this is the one part I remember. And the reason why I remember is because
it's hilarious.
I'm a child. Yeah. And it's funny. And it's probably the first time I had ever heard it. So it stuck with me.
I love it.
And people use it all the time.
Yeah.
People use it all the time. And it's stupid. It's stupid
yeah.
now.
It's quiet. Yeah, a little too quiet.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing?
What
are you doing? A bit?
You're doing a bit. Well, it's got a gimmick nowadays. Yeah,
a little too rad.
But the turtles are
hilarious.
They spot on. Streets ahead. They were Abbott and Costello times Man. Two. Like, they knew what was... They had the. They knew.
They had it ready.
I was just like, this is comedy.
This movie was funny. Like, there's some pretty good comedic timing in this movie.
I was like, this is peak comedy right here. Listen, Chris Rock, you can learn a thing or two. Well, that was easy. A little too easy. A little quiet. A little too quiet. Hey, look, it's Ralph. A little too Ralph. Like, all right. That cracks me up.
Jerry, we're wasting time.
Okay.
Bobby.
Bobby. What's Jerry? Bobby. Okay.
I'm sorry. Never had a real job. Bobby
never had a real job.
Bobby Newport.
Bobby Newport.
Newport.
Bobby. Bobby.
Jerry, come on. We're wasting time. I love it. I love it. I'm a child. I'm a child and I love it.
We all should be, you know.
Good times. What's your next one?
That was one of my next ones, but my next one is Razor and Toka.
There we go.
I mean, like, it was so good, and I remember when I first saw it, I was like, excuse me, I didn't know who Razor and Toka was.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, this is their version of Rocksteady and Bebop.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. And I was like,
that's who I expected to be behind the curtain when they, you know.
When you first saw it?
Yeah, when they open up. And I was like, well, who the fuck? This isn't my guys.
No, this isn't.
This isn't my guys.
But I was like,
but I can roll with this.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get this is, let me tell you how I don't really be caring about close adaptations. This is when I knew. Marvel, this is what I don't care about. People be like, oh, it ain't like the comic books. Let me tell you, I accepted for years to like, Chris, I'm pretty sure we had met and talked about these movies when I finally was like, oh, that's not Rocksteady and Bebop? And I'm pretty sure it was me and you talking about it.
Sounds about right.
Right now, it's just Razor and Toka. I'm like, no, I know they had different names. I know they were different animals. And I know they look different. But besides all of that. No, that was Rocksteady and Bebop. Yeah. No. No, they were just two different. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. I don't think you get it. Yeah, I don't care about close adaptations like that.
I get stuff.
Listen, I was like, this is cool. I was like, I just saw two grown monsters lifting a car, dancing, turn back into a little wolf puppy, even though, you know, one was a pig, one was a hog. And
one was a rhino.
A rhino. Come on now.
But it wasn't.
It was
the same, but it was just tweaked a little bit.
Tweaked a lot.
Like Coke tweaked off Pepsi. You know, just like that. Just a little change.
Are you tweaking her nipples with a gate?
A tweaker?
The FBI agent.
I'm going to prison because you don't know what a gag reel is?
The worst fucking lawyers. But yeah, that was my next like.
Nice. Yeah, I like Toka and Razor. Same. Because they've become more like incorporated into like Ninja Turtles in general. Like they put them in Turtles in Time. They put them in the newest game. They're in the newest, that Shredder's Revenge game. They're in there. They're in the comics. They're in at least a couple versions of the cartoons in different forms. I think they're like just getting them into the current comics. Oh, okay. So like they have been like embraced into the thing, and I like it. Yes. Nice. My next like, Super Shredder, because I have to mention him. Big Daddy Cool, Diesel.
Big Diesel.
Kevin Nash.
One half of the Outsiders.
The big Russian from The Punisher.
I used to do the Outsider Slam, and. You know what that is, right?
I forget. Is that the one where like it starts out, you hold them in front, and then is it like a sit out, like a side slam?
No. It's like a power bomb with a. It's like power. It's like up, and then you're like underneath their arms.
Oh, the Razor's Edge.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, where like you're holding them up by their arms above your head, and you just fucking throw them, and they land like on their neck and back. Mm. Yeah, brutal.
I don't know.
That move is fucking rough, and it always looks good.
I have a little sister. Had.
No, oh. Just God damn.
Guilter. No, I'm just playing. She ain't gonna be at the family reunion too. No, I'm just playing.
Two.
No, yeah, no, for sure. I definitely did it. I did. It was Razor's Edge. That was Razor's Edge. What was the Outsiders? Did they have a thing? Did they have like a dual thing?
Did they?
I thought maybe they did. Maybe they did. Maybe I made it. Maybe it's I was thinking the Razor's. I know, right? It's been so long. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, it was. Oh, man. The Razor's. Oof.
That move was vicious.
I've done the. What's the Lex Luger one?
The torture rack?
Oh, I've done the torture rack. I've
received the torture rack.
Torture rack is brutal.
Do you ever see that thing on Twitter of the, I think it was called like 90s WWE or whatever, like retweet stuff? Or like,
yeah.
And it was something about like whatever was happening in the ring didn't matter because they were zooming in on the crowd. It was a dad giving his son a fucking torture rack in the audience. Yeah, there's like people with signs and shit and they zoom in on the crowd and the dad just like, got his son up on his arm. Just fucking.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the clip before, but I've been
just killing this.
Isn't
kid.
He like crying? Like
I couldn't even make out his face because it was like a blurry fucking like video. But the dad is just wrenching on this kid.
I've seen that video because I think I've shared a couple videos from there too.
Yeah,
because it's come up on my timeline. I don't know why, but yeah, that's a good page because they have some really good videos. Yes. I shared a video the other day. That was a really good video of that, and I don't remember.
I shared one. It was they subtitled it "The Rock Taking a Stunner," and it was like a woman in the army. She fell backwards and did like a fucking headstand. And,
yeah, because she was taking mace. Oh my god, I've seen that for like the past like 4 days. I was like, okay, and guys.
They played the sound of like him hitting the mat, and it matched up perfectly.
Well, today I don't know if it was on Twitter or on Facebook, but I saw somebody. It was like a compilation of The Rock receiving a stunner, and it gets aggressively.
it gets crazier.
Yeah, aggressively more animated or something as the time. Like the first one he took was like boop boop.
Today is boop, Stone Cold boop. Steve Austin Day.
I know, right? I was just watching. I didn't even watch it all. I saw like two of them, and then I looked away and I looked back, and then he was on his hands, and I was like, "Yeah, well, after a couple, that's how it goes."
Yeah, he does like the back roll, and then he like pushes himself.
Bro,
up.
I remember one time he did that, and then he hit the rope, and then came back, stood up, then hit the ground. I was like,
"That's so good."
Put this man in every movie ever.
Black Adam.
Put him in every movie. I don't care.
Why not? He's got charisma.
He got the riz. Yes. Is it your turn or my turn?
Oh, yours.
A little too rough.
Classic.
Donnie Chalk and his staff.
Yes.
My favorite.
Every time.
I'm like,
and he just swings it like a fucking bat. He doesn't even like.
Right.
So good.
I just like it. It's funny.
Yes. My next one, ACAB O'Neal, still in effect. Given the cops all the fucking heat in the world.
To be fair, this time I think the cop kind of won.
Yeah, but he won by saying they weren't going to do shit because that's what they're good at. He's like, my record on the record clearly states that I have no off the record. Make a record of that. What are you going to do about this? Well, I guess you're not going to be the ones who are going to have to take care of this. That's what we do best, Miss O'Neal, and just fucks off back to wherever he came from. And I'm like, yep. He's just like, I'm going to not do shit, and that's my job. Peace.
What are they good for? Absolutely nothing.
Wah. Huh. Good God, Joe.
I like Snoopy. I like Snoopy.
I don't want any trouble.
How come we haven't done Rush Hour?
We're gonna.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna, right? I got time.
It wasn't in our five. So
no, but I got time.
It should have been, though. It should've
Man, been. I know that ain't the bomb.
Why'd you tell me it was a bomb? I said, what does that mean? Bomb.
Bomb. Carter, do something. Hang on, I'm gonna go get the fire department or something. Carter, I was playing. No, I'm just playing.
Just hang on, hang on.
No, I'm just playing. Hang on. Stupid.
Push the button.
I love it.
Push your goddamn button.
Push your goddamn button.
Push your goddamn button. Say, hey. You heard what she said. Go ahead.
Hilarious.
I watched. Me and Lydia watched the first one. We haven't watched the second one, but I'm like, dude, these movies are hilarious. Although these movies are funny.
I love it. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. What's up, my? Whoa. And then he just beats up everyone in the room.
I don't want no trouble.
I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. That's like Jackie Chan's go-to move.
What you smoking? Cigarette?
Cig of weed.
Cig of weed.
Shoots the fucking car. Right. Just explodes.
Yeah, he's right.
Like fucking dancing in the street. I'm like, this is not a responsible police officer.
You hanging out with him. Dude, hilarious.
Yes, we need to do those movies.
Exactly.
But yeah, A-Cab O'Neil for sure. She'd give the chief a fucking hard time every time.
Yeah,
he was like, I don't have to do shit. I'm chief of police.
Yeah, he
get
was
out
terrible.
Of my face.
I forgot that was the same guy too.
But he ain't even in the next one.
Because then I saw him and I was like, oh, he looks the same.
Yep.
And I was like, why do I know this guy? And I was like, oh, because he was in the same.
Right, the first one.
Oh, that's right. This is a sequel.
From the consulate, right? This is weird.
Oh, Jim.
But that was my next one.
My next and last one I wrote down was Go Ninja Go Ninja Go.
Nice.
Young Vanilla Bean.
It cannot be. I mean, it's iconic.
It's a great song by a great rapper. To somebody.
Yeah.
Him.
I mean, they went out there and they got at least the second best white rap artist of the time.
At the time,
yeah.
Number one.
I'd say between him and like the Beastie Boys, maybe. I don't know if you count them separately or even as a rap group, because I know some people do.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I listened to the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Not by choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Honestly, same. Like, I grew up listening to that to them because of my brothers, and like I heard it at the time, I was like, yeah, this isn't bad. And even if I hear it now, I'm like, this isn't bad. But I'm like approaching middle age. I no longer have to fight for my right to party. I no longer have to worry about my parents telling me they're gonna kick me out if I don't cut my hair, or about getting caught smoking at school. These are no longer relatable subjects for me.
Fair, but also, even at the time.
Yeah, also, in my childhood, I was like, I don't smoke.
I didn't do any of the things.
I don't party now. I didn't party then either.
I party hard.
Or in between.
By myself.
Yeah.
Watching movies. Chilling. But here's the thing. I just didn't think they were good.
That's fair.
And objectively, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
And their most popular song, Fight for Your Right,
yeah,
or whatever, Fight the Power, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because it's about rebelling against your parents.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, as Sam Jackson said in Die Hard with a Vengeance, that's a white man with white problems. You deal with it. That wasn't my experience.
That's fair. So then they did get the best white rap artist of the time when they got Vanilla Ice.
For in my book,
fair,
but also he had that song. He had Ice Ice Baby, which I knew. He had Go Ninja, Go Ninja Go.
It's the same one.
Ninja Rap,
same one.
Is it? You think it's the same?
Well, no. You said he had that song. Then you said he had Ice Ice Baby. Then you said Go Ninja Go.
That song. That's only two. Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
So he's got two.
Two, he had another song after Ice Ice Baby. I don't know what it's called.
Same.
But it was on my, it was on, I don't know what it's called. I listened to a little bit of it. It wasn't as good as the other one. I ain't saying they were good, this, but it was this good movie, for him.
This movie gave him a track he can play at any like nostalgia, any concert venue that he goes to nowadays, and people would lose it.
Maybe. Honestly, in my head now, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is great. If I listen to the song and I don't see Ninja Turtles in front of me, they would
have to put like something on a screen with it or something. Like they would have to like show some fucking Ninja Turtles clips or something.
Yeah.
Because if he's just there performing it, I'm like, okay, I'm not.
Okay, so let me tell you how I hear you. That's not how I feel about it.
Okay.
You got to show me turtles or ninjas. If you don't, I'm looking at Vanilla Ice a little differfully. Or I'm going to need him to enunciate a little.
Because he seemed like, go.
I'm like, go. What did you say to me? Get away. Right. So he's like, there's little T's. It's time to go. I don't know what that means. Oh. Rob. Now, come on, Rob. Talk to me, baby.
Rob Van Winkle.
Come here. Hey, RVP. RVW. RVD. Come talk to me.
If only.
Froggy Splash. Come talk to me. Yeah, so I'm going to need to see some Ninja Turtles on screen when he sings that song. Yeah. Now, Vanilla Ice, let's kick it. I mean, what is it called? Ice Ice Baby. Yo, let's kick it. I love that song. I don't know why. It's a dumb song, but I know all the lyrics.
Nice.
So, Vanilla Ice had me wrapped up for a bit. For a good minute.
Nice.
I was like, let's do this.
Nice.
Either way. that's all my likes.
I have two more quick likes.
You got it.
Shredder's helmet. Fucking sweet. That buzzsaw helmet was awesome.
And he sharpened up.
Yes. Shredder always looks good in these movies. He always looks clean. And
I think they did him a little better this one. They didn't show his whole frail body in this one.
Yeah,
they were like, let's just show like half his face.
Yeah, they're like, let's just cape it up.
Yeah, they were like,
cape it up.
Because in the first one, they're like, show all five, two of them.
Yeah, he took that cape off, and you're like, where's the rest of you? Yeah, just like big ass helmet on. Like,
who was the other person you were standing on?
Like Shao Kahn in Annihilation.
Exactly what it was. At least he kept his helmet on.
Good sense, honestly. And last one I have is when Donatello's like, I thought we were going to find out we were special. It's like, we're not special. It was an accident.
No.
And Message Printer's like, who gives a shit? You're here now. Doesn't matter how you got here. You're here. Listen, don't confuse the specter of your origin with your present worth.
That's fair.
My son. And I'm like, that's a good lesson. That's
a good life lesson.
Yeah, because like, there's probably plenty of people out there whose parents have told them, like, you were an accident. We didn't want you. We don't love you. Nobody wants you around. I know for a fact there are people who have been told that, because I know a few people who have been told that by their parents. And that's a fucked up thing to say to a kid. I'm not one of them. But that's a fucked up thing to say to a kid. Master Splinter's a good dad.
He's okay.
He's like, doesn't matter how you got here, you're here.
A little too old, but he's okay.
A little too old. Yeah, a little too rough.
A little too ratty. a little too old to be.
He is a single
for
father.
For teenagers?
Single father raising 14 rambunctious teenage boys in the big city. Takes its toll on a man.
Yeah, that could be a sitcom.
I don't even know if they ever say how old he is.
I don't know what that was. Seinfeld.
Almost, yeah.
I know. Wait, did you see that they got tagged you in Seinfeld with the dramatic music in the background?
Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
I was like,
God,
what the fuck is happening?
That shit was hilarious. Fucking Jerry Seinfeld.
No, Jerry Stiller. Yeah,
Jerry
doing
Stiller.
The army thing.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, that was very dumb, but I liked it.
An idiot.
May he rest in peace.
Dumbass.
those are all my likes.
Dislikes.
I got a couple.
Let's go. I have zero dislikes. I didn't write any dislikes now.
I wrote no Casey Jones.
That would be a dislike for me, though. I agree with that.
I wrote no Casey Jones and Super Shredder. Because as cool as Super Shredder is. We need more. Yes, I just want more.
Yeah.
I want more Super Shredder. He picks up Leonardo and fucking chokes him a little bit, throws his ass down, and then is like, I'll just kill us all.
Yeah, he killed himself, basically.
Yeah, because you cannot tell me that in that instance, they couldn't beat the Shredder they couldn't beat the Shredder in the first movie. Master Splinter to take care of him.
I mean, to be fair, they never defeated a Shredder. The Turtles never have in these two movies.
No.
So.
And in this one, if like Super Shredder, he would have fucking killed them. And I don't know. I wish that they would have done more with them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It was cool. And they've done more with Super Shredder since then in various games and shows and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's great. But they kind of wrote themselves into a corner as soon as they're like, yeah, let's have him be like a fucking juiced up freak. That'll be awesome. Well, how do we beat him? Mm. We got 10 minutes left in this movie. We got to beat this guy. We got 10 minutes left. How do we do this? I just wish maybe it could have happened earlier in the movie, but I just wish we would have gotten more of it.
I agree.
So more Super Shredder and where's Casey Jones? And I understand Casey had to walk so Ernie Reyes Jr. could run, so Kino could run.
Listen, I like Kino better. And that's fine.
Ooh.
I like Casey.
Yeah.
Kino was funny.
Kino's great. But those are my only dislikes.
Like I said, I didn't have any, but I mean, you raised two good ones, and I'm adopting them.
That's what she said.
I'm adopting them as my own as well.
The roof is not my son, but I will raise it.
I don't know how I feel about that. So I'm gonna just let it, you know.
We can just edit that out.
I won't.
I'm hold for editing.
I won't.
There we got it. That'll get it.
Slushy meter.
Okay.
You wanna go first?
You can go first.
I don't remember what I gave the first one.
I don't either. I want to say you gave like a 3.75.
Me?
I think so.
I think so, and I think you gave it like a 4 or 5.
I gave the first one a 5.
Oh, you gave it okay 5. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give this one a 4, maybe 4.25.
Nice.
Maybe 4.25. Let's go 4.25.
Okay.
Because I think it was a solid sequel. I think it's better than the first one.
Okay.
And I just like it.
I'm gonna go.
I think it's the best out of the three.
Nice. I'm going to go 4.5.
Nice.
I like it. Nice. It's fun. It's just a good time.
Facts.
The first one was really good, but it was more serious. This one's really good for different reasons. It's just more fun across the board.
I agree.
And I like having fun. You know me. I'm a fun guy. You know, I like to have a good time. Everybody dance now.
Dance.
Everybody dance now.
You're all fired. Okay. Sounds like it's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
4.25, 4.5.
4.25, 4.5. Solid. Solid as could be. Great sequel. All in all, spoiler alerts.
Yeah, I don't want to tell people what happened in 1990. What was it? 5, 6 when this movie came out? 4.
World Trade.
Never forget. 91. This movie came out. I was only 3 when this movie came out, possibly. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Secret of the Ooze. Aloo. Boogaloo. Next up is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yes.
Ooze of the Bee. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. At this point, who knows? But anywho, yeah, make sure you follow us on all the things. And stay alive, San Diego.
Yeah.
This has been Cute.
And this has been Chris.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.